We must understand and end the human rights disaster that is occurring in occupied Palestine, and one way we can do that is by listening to voices that we would never hear otherwise. To hear Palestinian voices that go unheard in the corporate and state media, tune into this radio station every week.
This is Muhammad Ahmed, reporting from Rafah, occupied Palestine. The last few days have seen a drastic escalation in the Gaza Strip. For a month prior to this, Rafah has experienced one of the most peaceful periods during this intifada. Progress of the occupation wall has picked up again, and house demolitions continue, but not with the urgency of some times in the past and not with the great number of shahids we have seen at times. In the last month, despite the unveiling of the so-called roadmap to peace and subsequent photo opportunities, the Israeli occupation forces have continued to violate not only international law, but also the specific provisions of the agreement signed at Aqaba. Both prohibit occupying powers from destroying the probability of those occupied. Over 900 houses have been destroyed in Rafah since the start of construction of the so-called security fence, the iron wall on the border with Egypt. The IOF has built hundreds of meters of the wall in the last few weeks. These demolitions have no apparent pattern. The IOF will destroy a home or several homes and then move on to another neighborhood, sometimes without advancing the wall, or they will damage homes severely, making difficult the lives of people living inside. Between bulldozer operations, the soldiers frequently shot at the houses, blasting holes in the wall, terrorizing and endangering the families inside. On Tuesday, 10th June, two Apache helicopters were used by the Israeli army in the attempted assassination in Gaza City of one of Hamas top political leaders and spokesman, Dr. Abdulaziz Al-Rantisi. Six missiles were fired at his jeep. He, his son Ahmed, and his driver managed to escape from the car a few seconds before the first missile hit the ground in front of the car. As a result of this attack, two innocent people were killed whilst walking in the street. Dr. Rantisi was slightly wounded in his legs. 10 others were injured in the attack. Few hours later, on the same day, two Israeli Apache helicopters attempted assassination of Hamas activists in Jabalia refugees camp in Gaza by firing four missiles on their car. But the target was missed, and three innocent people were killed. On Wednesday, 11th June, immediately after the suicide bombing attack in West Jerusalem, Israeli Apache helicopters responded by firing seven missiles on a car in the Al-Zaytun suburb in Gaza City. As a result, seven Palestinians were killed. On Wednesday night at approximately 11:40 p.m., two Israeli Apache helicopters assassinated two activists from Al-Qassam Brigade, the military wing of Hamas, by firing four missiles on their car in Gaza City. On Thursday 12th at approximately 12:30 a.m., the Israeli army invaded Block J refugee camp of Rafah with 15 tanks, 5 bulldozers, and the coverage of two Apache helicopters. Before they withdrew, at approximately 5 a.m., they completely demolished three houses, partially demolished 11 more houses, and slightly injured two local area people. On the same night, the Israeli army bulldozers completely destroyed the Palestinian Authority security cabins, the VIP reception hall, and small mosque at Rafah Cross Point, which is the only way out for Palestinians from the Gaza Strip to Egypt. Tonight, another Apache attack in Jabalia involving the firing of four missiles on a car at 8:30 p.m., killing two Hamas military activists and injuring 20 civilians, some seriously. The attacks are still continuing. There are gunfire and there are continuous house demolitions attack near the borders between Rafah and Egypt. This is Muhammad Ahmed reporting from Rafah, occupied Palestine.